50 Years of Magic has transformed the entire Walt Disney World Resort into the world's most magical celebration. Have big fun being small in the new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and feel the unifying magic of Disney music in the new nighttime spectacular, Harmonious. Come celebrate today.
Contact Magical Park Vacations to book your Disney vacation today. Call 585-662-3686 or visit MagicalParkVacations.com.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row. However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, we are glad that you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts. Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm back. Did you miss me? That was a question. Did you miss it?
I know the Instagram folks did. Oh, today is August the 19th, 2022. Just a few weeks away from the good old D23 Expo in Anaheim, California.
And just a couple days away from your birthday.
Birthday, yeah. I tend to forget sometimes.
I don't.
Which is okay with me. It's fine. I don't need to age anymore. Yeah, this is okay. So I'm 18 plus.
Plus.
Yeah. That's it. I'm 18 plus.
Like a movie?
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I'm 21 plus. That way I can still drink.
There you go.
I can still drink. Have a nice beverage.
Or 25. You had a rental car and a hotel room.
Not at rental car prices these days. No way.
Expensive.
No, thank you. Mm-mm. Eric in the chat, were you gone?
No, a bunch of stuff next to me fell over. Oh, I don't know if he's talking about me being gone, but I did. I like ducked out of the frame for a second.
Something fell over?
Yeah, a bunch of stuff on my table right here fell over.
Not liquid?
No.
Okay, good.
Like books and papers.
Oh, okay.
Dog toys and stuff.
Yeah, so you are back from your trip to Disneyland. Disney California Adventure.
It was awesome.
Sum it up for me in a couple of words.
It was awesome. I needed an extra day. I would say 3 days minimum. The nighttime spectaculars are fantastic.
Mm.
The history of it is fantastic. Genie Plus is fantastic. Character interactions are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the food was really good.
Oh. But you said it was really hot.
It was extremely hot. So they were going through like a bit of a heat wave. So it's definitely not as humid. And it's not as humid as we're used to here and as we're used to in Orlando. But it was extremely hot to the point where sweat was like dripping off my face. And I'm not really like a sweaty person.
That sounds like Orlando to me.
But it wasn't humid. It was just hot.
I mean, I do that, period. It doesn't matter what climate it is.
Right, but I don't. Yeah. So, like, that's how hot it was.
Yeah.
It was like come back in the middle of the day and, like, take a shower type of hot.
Ooh.
So, but that was nice and refreshing to do, though.
I'm sure, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was hot, but, I mean, it didn't stop us from enjoying it.
Oh, goodness.
But it was fun. It's like the character interactions are a little more casual. You know, they just like show up places. There's no like scheduled times. Like they're just, you'll be walking and you'll just like see a character standing there.
Yeah.
And then they like start walking off and you can just walk up to them and they'll stop and take a picture and interact with you. And then they keep going. They walk off again.
And you got to see a nighttime parade too.
I did.
You know?
I did.
Which is cool.
So we got to see 5 nighttime spectaculars. 1 at California Adventure and 4 at Disneyland. We did all 4 on one night, and I would recommend splitting them up. But
it's a lot for one night.
It was a lot. It was like 8:30, 8:45, 9:30, and 10:30 or something like that. It was a lot. So there's a Bruno projection show on Small World. Then there's the Main Street Electrical Parade. Then there is a fireworks show over the castle called Disneyland Forever. And then there's their version of Fantasmic, which is on the Rivers of America. And then over at California Adventure, they have World of Color, which is on the Paradise Pier Lagoon, I think is what it's called. But it's like a like projection water show. Fire, lasers. It's awesome.
It sounds really like it's awesome.
It was really cool. I really cannot wait for us to go someday.
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 Someday. And someday's not anytime soon.
No. But I want you to go. And you've got to experience it. I feel like California Adventure jumped up into my like top 3 favorite parks.
That's a stretch. Real stretch.
California Adventure is that good.
We'll see. Let's talk about news. What you got this week?
A bunch of food news. Shocking. So over at Skipper Canteen, they have some new menu items that have debuted recently. And I wanted to kind of bring your attention to them because I think, you know, we talk about going and eating there and we just haven't yet. But these, you know, sound like something that we would really enjoy. So the first one is the Irrawaddy Irma's Hanger Steak. So it's a ginger and soy marinated sliced hanger steak served with garlic rice and pickled onions. Yum. They have the Enchanted Orange Dream. Oh, and the steak is $38. The Enchanted Orange Dream is Dole Whip orange blended with vanilla soft serve and served with an orange candied rim. That's $9. The Baba Lamb Chops are spice-rubbed lamb chops, chermoula, cauliflower, potatoes, onions, and then they have lemons and herbs on them. Those look really, really good. Those are also $38. And then they have the Skipper Dan's Don Don Noodles, which are thin noodles tossed in a savory, spicy chili sauce topped with crispy pork, pickled mustard greens, radish, and cucumbers. And that's $26.
That one sounds pretty good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I like that one.
They all looked good. I put some pictures on the sheet if you wanted to look at them.
Oh.
But they all sounded good. And this is a restaurant that I think a lot of people who frequent it like feel like it's kind of a sleeper pick. But I'm glad to see them like updating the menu, adding new things. I think it focuses more so on seasonal items than maybe other restaurants in the Magic Kingdom. So I was glad to see new menu items without like any type of retheme or shutdown or refurbishment or anything like that. Just keeping the menu fresh.
Sure, yeah.
So that was awesome.
Yeah.
My next bit of food news is over in Disney Springs. The new Cirque du Soleil Drawn to Life show is now has a prefix dining offer. So what you'll do is you will go and purchase your tickets for the show. And then you'll call 407-587-5981. That's the number you're going to call, 407-587-5981. 5981. And you're going to ask the book The Animated Evening Dining. That's what you're going to ask for. You can make your restaurant selection or your reservation. It needs to be either 2.5 hours before or 2 hours after the show that night. When you get to the restaurant, be sure to ask for the animated evening menu so you know you can get the prefix. And then the restaurants in Disney Springs that are included in this are the CityWorks Eatery and Poorhouse, the Edison, Enzo's Hideaway, House of Blues, Haleo, Maria and Enzo's, Paddlefish, Paradiso 37, Planet Hollywood, Raglan Road, Splitsville, Terralina, and Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
I think I guess I'm a little bit confused on the reservation part, you know, saying it has to be either 2.5 hours before or 2 hours after the show. I would think you would want to be that person who calls 2.5 hours before the show because reservations go so quickly.
No, so you Springs, you can call whenever.
Yeah.
But you want to book your dining reservation at least 2.5 hours before the show. So if the show's at 7.
Right, I'm talking about dining reservation. Then how quickly the reservations for dining at Disney Springs can go away so fast.
Yeah.
You're waiting 2 hours after a show. It's kind of late. May not be any spots.
No, you can call in advance, like call days in advance, weeks in advance.
So then why are they saying you need to do it 2.5 hours before and 2 hours after?
So if the show is at 7, they're saying book your dining for 9 p.m. or 4:30 p.m.
I get what you're saying. It's the way you put it.
Oh, sorry.
Made it sound like, well, you either do your reservations and call for those 2.5 hours before the show or 2 hours after the show. That's the way you made it sound.
Sorry. So the time for your reservation, you need to choose a time, either 2.5 hours before the show or 2 hours after.
The way it reads, same thing. I was like, that's weird.
And that's how they had it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they call in advance, call 60 days out, call as soon as you buy your Cirque du Soleil tickets to book this package. And you can only get this prefix menu, this animated evening menu with this package. So those are the restaurants again are CityWorks, the Edison, Enzo's Hideaway, House of Blues, Haleo, Maria and Enzo's, Paddlefish, Paradiso 37, Planet Hollywood, Raglan Road, Splitsville, Terralina, and Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
You know what I wish? I wish I was more motivated to see this show. I didn't see the show before it.
I didn't either.
And I just don't really have this drive to go and see this show. And I don't know why, because I know that they do a fantastic job.
Have you seen Cirque du Soleil before?
We saw it over at another version of it at the casino, didn't we?
Like similar, but not Cirque du Soleil.
Okay, similar. Them specifically, no, never seen.
It's like the show that we saw, but like bigger and grander and more daring. And
well, I mean, I've seen it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I will say that. But again, I don't have this drive to go and do this, and I don't know why.
I feel like I was really interested to see it when it first was being like hyped up, but it never got to open, I don't think, right? Like it was supposed to open right when everything shut down in March.
It was delayed for a little while, yeah.
Yeah, I think they did a media preview like maybe 2 or 3 weeks before that. And then it never got to actually open.
Right.
So I feel like it was kind of like built up and exciting and then like stopped. And I don't know if that's part of it, maybe.
I don't think even that is it. That's it for me.
No.
It's just not a drive to go and see it. I don't know why. It's when I think of going to Disney and you know, even Disney Springs, it just does not, you know, process in my head of, you know, I need to make this show a priority or even see it at all.
Yeah, maybe if we were local, it would be like a date night type of thing.
It could be. That could be part of it. I don't know. It's just kind of strange because I hear fantastic things, right. even though it all sounds great. People just talk about it so much. I wish I was more interested in seeing it.
I'd like to see it. I've seen, I think, 4 Cirque du Soleil shows. I've seen them in Washington. I've seen them in Vegas. I've seen them like a couple different times, but
another example, Splitsville.
Yeah.
I don't have this urge to go to Splitsville other than just have the food.
Yeah. The sushi always gets like rave reviews.
the bowling part of it, I can bowl here.
Right.
But it's the food that interests me, not the bowling. Mm-hmm. Even though I hear the bowling is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's really nice lanes. But again, something that, I don't know, doesn't drive me. You bring back Pleasure Island, that drives me.
Or Disney Quest.
Or Disney Quest, that drives me.
Well, those, I think they're like uniquely Disney.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we, like you said, we can go bowling at home.
Yeah.
And we've seen a show similar to Cirque du Soleil. Definitely not on the same level as Cirque du Soleil, but the same type of acrobatics and stunts at home. So, we do go more often than most, but it's still like we go to experience Disney things,
yeah.
Specifically Disney, uniquely Disney, like
yeah.
Seasonal, limited time type of things.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it too. If you're a Florida resident, if you're a Disney Vacation Club member, or if you're an annual pass holder, you'll be happy to know that the animated evening offering can be combined with your discounts. So keep that in mind as well. Yeah, but I mean, I thought that was nice that they're doing something like that. I don't think, I think a prefix menu at some of those places, Paddlefish, the Edison, Maria and Enzo's, Haleo even, or be a nice, maybe, I feel like you'll get a good deal. Like, I feel like that's a good deal, usually, a prefix menu. Cause usually it's like an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
Sure, yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
And it, maybe less than it normally would be. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I wanted to share that because I saw that and I hadn't really seen it like widely reported. And maybe that's part of it is people aren't, as jazzed about the show.
Now over on the Disney Springs website,
mm-hmm.
Will they have the prefix menus there for you to view so you can choose?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, okay.
I didn't see it. They did have the restaurants listed that I just listed as well.
Okay.
And that's where I got the list of restaurants from.
All right.
But I'm sure if you call or contact the restaurants, they'll be able to kind of give you an example maybe of what would be on there. Alrighty, I have one piece of non-food news, and then I have one last piece of food news. Over in the Magic Kingdom during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, Disney has opened up Stitch's Great Escape, but not for an attraction. There are two photo opportunities inside the queue area of Stitch's Great Escape during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. The first one is Mr. Toad themed, which is interesting. And then the second one is Monsters, Inc. themed. And they're the same type of like photo opportunities that they do at Festival of the Arts, where you can go in and like be in the picture. When you take the picture, it looks like you're in it. You like go in between a background and a piece in the front.
Sure.
And so for Mr. Toad, it looks like you're driving the car. And then for Monsters, Inc., it looks like you're in the doors.
Interesting that they chose an attraction that's no longer at Walt Disney World and only Disneyland.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And the article said it was, celebrating the 50th anniversary. And I'm like, I get that, I guess, for Mr. Toad, but not Monsters, Inc. I don't know. It was just random. But
considering both are part of the 50 years of Walt Disney World,
yeah.
I get it, but
we didn't get to ride Mr. Toad's in Disneyland. We got in line for the attraction, and when we got through the doors to go inside the building, the ride broke down. And so we were like, well, we'll wait. We'll give it 5 more minutes. We'll see how it goes. And then we could kind of, people in front of us left, so we got inside the building, and we could see them evacuating people off the attraction, and we're like, oh no, this isn't starting up anytime
soon. This is bad. Yeah.
And we heard the girl at the like front control panel, she's on the phone and she's saying something about it making a weird sound, and we're like, all right, we're out. But it was, out in front of the attraction they have a ride vehicle so you can like take pictures with, so we did that.
Sure. But okay,
it was, we're like, dang it.
I guess it's a nice little touch for the Halloween party, I guess.
Yeah, it was cool photo op, especially if you're like maybe dressed up as one of those characters.
Yeah, that would make it even better.
I think that'd be awesome. Yeah. So
be good.
I just really hadn't, it's another thing that I hadn't seen, like, publicized as much. So I felt like we should share and get the word out. Because it's fun. And then my last piece of food news is there were three new booths that have opened at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. The Hawaii booth, the Coastal Eats, and the Mac and Eats booth. So the Hawaii booth has three items. The Kalua Pork Sliders, which is $5.75, and it's a sweet and sour Dole pineapple chutney and spicy mayonnaise. I did see that it's just like one slider. Like it's like a roll. Like a Hawaiian roll, like cut in half. So it's not a huge portion. But we've had this before and it's delicious. Delicious. The new item on the menu is a Spam Musubi Nigiri, which is new this year. It's $6. It's sushi rice, teriyaki glazed spam, spicy mayonnaise, eel sauce, and nori. So it's basically spam sushi. But if you don't eat seafood, you don't eat raw fish, anything like that, this is a really good option. And I've heard it's delicious, and it looks like a large portion. I think there's three pieces. So that's nice as well. And then the last item at the Hawaii booth is a passion fruit cheesecake. It's $4.50, and it comes with toasted macadamia nuts. And this is part of Emile's fromage montage. We watched a Tim Tracker video earlier about Emile's fromage montage, and he kept saying it over and over and over and over again. And we're like, you can make this a drinking game. So I just mentioned it, and that was funny. Over at the Coastal Eats booth, there's the Baked Scampi Dip, which is new this year. It's $6, and it has shrimp and scallops, and it comes with a baguette to dip into the dip. And they also have Oysters Rockefeller, which is $7.50. And if you're not familiar, Oysters Rockefeller has broiled oysters, spinach, cheese, I think maybe like breadcrumbs or Parmesan on it. And it's usually broiled. It's delicious.
Do you happen to remember how many?
Three.
Not bad for $7.50.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, not bad at all. Price. Yeah.
I think it was three. Then over at Mac and Eats, all three of these items are part of Emile's fromage montage. The first one's going to be their traditional mac and cheese, which is $5, and it has herb panko breading on top. They have a cowboy mac and cheese, which I thought this sounded delicious. It's $6.25, and it comes with smoked pork belly, brisket burnt ends, pickled peppers, onion straws, and barbecue aioli. And then the last item at the Mac and Eats booth is a plant-based chili cheese macaroni and cheese. This one's $5.50, and it comes with sour cream and cheddar cheese, but it's also plant-based. So it'd be plant-based chili, plant-based sour cream, and plant-based cheddar cheese. That'd be interesting to try as well.
The cowboy mac and cheese is where I would go.
Yes. Wasn't there, we tried, maybe it was like a buffalo mac and cheese.
Oh, there at the festival center? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that one. That was very good.
That was very good.
Very, very good. That was during the honeymoon.
Yeah. So this was, that was food and wine as well.
Yeah.
So lots of food news this week. A little bit of not so scary Halloween party because, you know, I just can't go 1 week without saying something about it. We're not going this year. And so I just am like taking in every bit of content from it that I can. I tried to make it happen. I've tried multiple ways of trying to make going to a party happen. And the dates are just not like conducive to anybody that's not local and not on vacation.
Well, it's just random. A Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Fridays.
Tuesday. Why a Tuesday?
And then sometimes Sundays.
Like, why?
But like not Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Like Labor Day weekend, it's Friday and Monday. And I'm like, why?
Why?
Like, why wouldn't you do it on that Sunday night so that, like, people can go home the next day? Like, I don't know. Gosh darn it, Disney. I just want to go to a Christmas party.
It is
party.
What it is.
I mean, I think we are going to a Christmas party, so I'll make up for it. But not the same.
Not the same.
No.
But, yeah.
But that's what I got. That's my news for this week.
Plenty of other Halloween parties to come.
Yeah.
With,
yeah,
you know,
in the future,
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know, but it doesn't mean I don't want to go this year.
I know.
I still love it.
I know. I know.
I think Bootie is the best parade at Walt Disney World.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All year long.
Don't know if I can agree with that.
That's the best one.
I just don't know.
I like the chicken.
I just don't know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Walt Disney World news right here on DW60.
We all love Sorcerer Radio.
But did you know that you can give back to your favorite station? You can join Sorcerer Radio Patreon for as low as $2 per month.
All of the money raised from our patrons goes directly into creating great stations like Atmospheres, Rope Drop, Seasons, and more.
Our patrons get exclusive benefits such as access to the exclusive Sorcerer Radio Discord discussion room, early access to breaking news and behind the scenes information.
Other support levels include stickers, shout outs, and you can even program your own hour of Sorcerer Radio music.
Visit srsounds.com/support to find out more about how to become a patron today. And thank you for supporting Sorcerer Radio.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Looking to show your Disney side at the Disney theme parks, your local gym, or around the house? Then you'll want to check out all of the cute Disney theme leggings and fun shirts at the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop. Be sure to stop in to our exclusive shop today at srsounds.com/Etsy to see our latest Disney theme clothing designs. And for a limited time, Sorcerer Radio listeners can take 10% off by using the code LOVESR when checking out. See you real soon at srsounds.com/Etsy.
Enhance your Epcot International Food and Wine Festival experience with the Festival of Food mobile app. With the Festival of Food app, you'll see everything that's available, including location, pictures, and pricing. Create your to-do list, track your progress, and read ratings and reviews from other foodies. There's a lot to taste at this year's festival. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the free Festival of Food app today to start planning, eating, and sharing. Available for iOS and Android. Find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Sorcerer Radio.
I would really like to...
Wait a minute. Come in.
Hmm?
Is that how you're going to start?
Well, yeah. Is there a problem?
Is there a problem?
Hmm?
Yeah. The way too much talka-talka, not enough waka-waka.
All Disney music.
Waka-waka-waka.
All day long.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
SRSounds.com.
DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff and Nicole back with you once again as we're covering what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. But I want to remind you to make sure to join Kristen and Al John as they start your Disney day off with some music, some news, park information, a whole lot more, and of course, their top Disney list of the week, their top 10, of course. Listen to the Disney list every single Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com. One from last week was really good. As you know, school was getting started. They did the top 10 most educational attractions at Walt Disney World.
I loved that.
That was a really good show. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that one. Surprisingly, there are a lot of educational things happening at Walt Disney World. You're on vacation, but you're learning something, you know? Kind of cool, my opinion. Hope you are having a fantastic day. A big hello to everybody again in the Instagram chat, watching us live over on Instagram. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Big hello to everybody chatting with us in the Sorcerer Radio Discord. If you're not part of our Discord community, head over to srsounds.com. You can find out all the information there on how to become part of our Discord community. And, of course, hello to everybody else listening on the podcast and on Sorcerer Radio and over in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
I love this music. We're like rocking Friday morning. I hope you're awake now.
End of the week. Thank goodness, right? Thank goodness. All right, first I want to talk about photos. Photos, photos, photos. You love taking photos while you're at Walt Disney World, right?
Right.
You like to have those lasting memories. And there's times when you want really good photos at Walt Disney World. And when I say really good photos, you want professional photos, right?
Correct.
So,
especially if you're somewhere that you paid a lot of money to be there.
Yeah. Something kind of like, you know, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Ah, yes.
Costs you quite a bit of money. And you would think professional photos there wouldn't be all that expensive, right? I mean, you're already paying $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 to do this. You know, you think photos on the Star Cruiser shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
How about, let's say, $99?
I think that's reasonable.
I think that's a decent price, right?
Right.
What would you say if I told you that the CSL Portrait Experience, which is a private photo pass session there on Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, no longer costs $99? What if I told you that that price was increasing by $300?
Well,
would you pay $399 for that?
No.
No. No, I'm not paying that. No way. Even though it is, you know, Galactic Star Cruiser. I get it. Now, the CSL part, it stands for the Chandrila Starline. That is the company that operates the Halcyon, which is, you know, the Galactic Star Cruiser. Now, the experience lets you and your entire group, you know, capture those specific moments, those Star Wars moments at different locations around the Halcyon for a 30-minute session. That's all you're getting is 30 minutes. For the $99, I get it. 30 minutes and $99, that's pretty good.
Right, yeah, I think that's totally reasonable. Like, the ones in the parks are $79.
Yeah. But they called this the introductory rate. Which is just like, what?
They said, all right, we're going to see if people are interested. And then if they are, or when they are, then we're going to jack the price up.
Hard to believe it's been 6 months that the Galactic Star Cruiser has been open. And, you know, it was a big topic at first when it first opened. Now who talks about it? Nobody. Nobody talks about it. So Disney's like, oh, we're going to shake it up a little bit.
Bring it back to the surface of the Disney News Circuit.
Yeah, let's get people talking about Star Cruiser again.
Hey, and it worked.
And it worked because now we're telling you it's going to cost $399. That starts on October the 17th in 2022. Now, if you want to book a session on this, you want to pay $400 to do it, hey, go for it. All right, call 407-939-1800 up to 60 days in advance before your Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyage. There is extremely limited availability. Of course, that may not be the case anymore, considering the price fitted. It may be wide open. And no shows or cancellations made within 24 hours of the reservation will be charged the full price of the session.
So the thing is,
wow,
if you're paying all that money to be on the Star Cruiser, what is the value of capturing those memories to you, right? So it might not make sense to us, but this is your one chance to be on the Star Cruiser, and you are just really passionate about capturing these memories, then this might be worth it. I mean, think about what you would pay. Honestly, that's not much more than if you did, you know, like family pictures during the summer, if you did Christmas card photos, you know, all kinds of, you know, it adds up. If you get a 30-minute session with your family in something that, someplace that means a lot to you,
But where's the value in increasing it by $300?
No, I mean, like, of people that will still pay that, the value in it is for them. It might not be, we wouldn't pay $400. But for somebody that that's their only time to be there. And the, like,
granted, 100%. That's fine. Yeah. But I still don't see the value in why you're paying $300 for photos.
Mm-hmm.
That's a, I'm not saying that I wouldn't enjoy it or I wouldn't pay it if I did, if I had the money. Probably sure. That'd be fine. My question is, where's the value?
Yeah, what, did they bump it up to 90 minutes?
Because you know? If I'm paying an extra $300, I'm only getting 30 minutes. What extra are you giving me for my $300?
You better cosplay the heck out of that.
Where is the value? Again, where is the value? That was my whole point.
Yeah, like what makes it increase by $300?
Exactly.
Is it the demand? Or are they just trying to see if they can?
Because they know people will pay it.
Right. Like, why would you only charge $99 if you can charge $3.99 and people are still going to pay it? It's the same thing that you talked about last week with the earnings call. Why would they bring annual passes back when people are paying $130 a day to be in the park? You know, why would they lower the ticket prices or food prices when people are going to pay it? And they can make the same amount of money or more with less people.
Disney does weird things. They just do weird things.
Well, I think they make sense. I think it's just not great, but...
A couple weeks ago, we talked about the launch of Magic Band Plus that a lot of people have had some really good experiences with, and a lot of people have had some not so great experiences with these. Some people found these things to be malfunctioning a lot, firmware update issues, the stock of the actual Magic Bands themselves. Some, you know, there are plenty of others people can't seem to get their hands on at all because Disney has been pulling stuff from the, you know, shelves because of issues, because of things that have been happening with them. You know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. Now you put all of that on top of it, guests are having issues getting their Magic Band Plus in the mail before their trip to Walt Disney World. Meaning they're showing up and like, hey, we have no Magic Band Pluses that we paid for.
Right.
That's an issue.
And there are people who are arriving after them who do get theirs.
Exactly. Right. Now, in situations like this, these people who are affected by the pre-arrival Magic Bands coming to your house. And if they won't arrive in time for your visit, you're going to be contacted via email. And Disney's going to let you know about certain things. And for those guests, a refund is being issued along with a $50 digital gift card to be able to purchase a Magic Band Plus at the resort when you get there. Now, at the same time, there is nothing that says that you have to use that gift card for the purchase of a Magic Band Plus. So if you want to use it on something else, you're like, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm done with the situation.
That's interesting.
I'm done worrying about it. I'll just use that gift card for something else. Because it is just a Disney gift card.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Now, for those guests who haven't been emailed or... I guess you're still expected to get your Magic Band in time before your arrival date. Hopefully so. Hopefully that's the case. And hopefully they're working okay. But the problems just consistently happen with these things. And I don't... Again, the value.
Right.
What's the value of it?
The one person that I saw on Instagram that kind of ran into this issue was Brooke McDonald. And I don't think she got a gift card. I think she got like a voucher of some sort. And with her instance, they had a family of four and none of them received their Magic Bands.
Oh,
and
geez.
They had to use their voucher all at once. So the first store they went to didn't have the Magic Bands that each person wanted. So they tried to go to another store and see if that location had each design that their family wanted, because they all wanted a specific one. That's why they ordered them. And this voucher that they had had to be used all at once. So maybe this gift card is a better option.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney's got to figure this kind of stuff out. You know, you're gonna offer guests coming before their vacation at a reduced rate to be able to get these in the mail in time and then have them work properly? Where's the disconnect, Disney? Where is the disconnect? I mean, my goodness gracious.
Right, and like...
Figure it out. Gee whiz.
Then you get there, you got to go to the park, buy your Magic Band, and then you can't even use it because it's not charged.
Probably not charged, not firmware updated or anything else. Yeah, just one bad thing after another with these things. Folks, use your phone. Use your Apple Watch. Use your Samsung. Is Samsung watches, are they working?
I don't think so. I think it's just Apple Watch.
Is it just Apple?
As far as I know.
They haven't transitioned over yet. Wow.
When it started, it was just Apple Watch, and I don't know that it's been updated. Like, I haven't heard.
If you know, let us know.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Chapek, we all love him, did an interview with CNBC, and he did say that more price hikes are likely going to be happening at the Walt Disney World theme parks, sure. Disneylands, Disneyland Paris. Take your pick. It's going to be happening. Here's what he had to say. Quote, "We'll always watch our demand. When you're playing a yield game like we are right now and you have the flexibility with our reservation system, we can move on a dime. We read demand. If demand goes up, we have the opportunity to do that. We have no plans to announce right now in terms of what we're going to do, but again, we operate with a surgical knife here. We're at a level of sophistication with our pricing that not only does it maximize shareholder value, but it enables us to provide a value to guests no matter what time of year they want to come. It's all up to the consumer. If consumer demand keeps up, we'll act accordingly. If we see a softening, which we don't think we're going to see, then we can act accordingly as well." What does that tell you?
It's like they said with the annual passes, where why would we bring back annual passes when there's already enough, like more people wanting to come to the parks than we have reservation spots available?
Yeah.
Like they have, like I said, there's people willing to pay $130, $150 plus dollars a day per day. Why would they have someone that's paying, you know, $600 a year coming every day of the week?
It's a fact that vacationing guests from outside of, let's just say, the surrounding area, state of Florida.
Yeah.
Vacationing guests spend more than annual pass holders. It just happens that way.
I spent more in Disneyland in 2 days than I think you and I would both total typically spend on food.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because... We had to fly. I could only bring what I was packed. You know, I didn't have a water bottle, so I kept having to buy bottles of water. And then, like,
said that last time. Mm-hmm. We need to bring our water bottles.
Yeah,
we just put them in the bag and leave them there.
But yeah, I mean, every time you turn around, that's at least $5 bottle of water.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know,
as long as people keep saying, you know what, I don't care what the price is when I go to Disney, I'm going to pay it. And my family's going to go and we're going to have a good time. If I have to sell the dog, we're going to go back to Disney. And Disney knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So them raising the price, it is what it is. People are going to pay it. Disney knows it. And that's going to be the end of it. If a lot of people on social media did what they say they're going to do on social media, Disney would be in shambles right now. Because they get on there and they complain and they whine and they moan. I'm not paying this anymore. There's no going to be any more trips to Walt Disney World. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. You actually did that.
Mm-hmm.
Disney would not be raising prices right now.
I mean, you hear us here every week. Oh my gosh, raising the price on this, raising the price on this. This is ridiculous. The pricing is insane. And we still go.
We still go. It's still insane. It's still ridiculous, but we still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our place. It's our thing. It's what our family loves. Bob Chapek knows that.
There's a TikTok audio, and it's like D-I-S-N-E-Y. That's a weird way to spell therapy. And I'm like, yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, I mean, it just that's the way it is.
Stressed? Book a Disney trip. Have a bad day? Book a Disney trip. Like,
spend that money. Spend that money. So be looking for price increases at the Walt Disney World Resort soon.
Imminent.
Yeah, pretty much. Disney Cruise Line has announced there are some brand new updates that are coming to their health and safety protocols when it comes to vaccination requirements. COVID-19, yes. COVID-19 is still around. It did not go anywhere. It's still around. It's still a thing, okay? So, right now, if you're doing sailings departing the U.S. and Canadian ports through September the 1st, Disney Cruise Line requires guests ages 5 and older to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at the time of sailing, as per the CDC's guidelines. Starting on September the 2nd, 2022, if you're leaving from the U.S. or Canada, Disney Cruise Line will require guests ages 12 and older to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at the time of sailing, as defined by the CDC. Now, Disney Cruise Line highly recommends guests ages 11 and younger be fully vaccinated before sailing. Now, COVID-19 testing for guests fully vaccinated will have to provide proof of a negative COVID test result paid for by you, taken 1 to 2 days before the set sail to be exempt from embarkation testing at the terminal. Completing pre-trip testing prior to embarkation day, they say, it enhances the efficiency of boarding and confirms that you are negative for COVID-19. That's why they want you to do it, so they can get you through, get you on board, and having a good time. You don't do that before you go, just like traffic. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Congestion, yeah. It's wasting time.
Now, if you do a pre-trip test, your results have to be uploaded into the Inspire Diagnostics Safe Passage website by midnight prior to the day you get on the ship. Now, antigen tests must be completed using a proctored in-person or telehealth service and come with digital results that could be uploaded to the Safe Passage website. It's just a lot of stuff. It's a lot. Thing is, just make sure you're vaccinated. Make sure you do your tests. Go have a good time.
Right.
That's it. Now, you talk about Norwegian Cruise Line. You talk about Carnival. You talk about Royal Caribbean. Their COVID-19 protocols are different. For instance, mm-hmm. Norwegian Cruise Line does not require you to be vaccinated.
I was going to say, what protocols?
Yeah. Does not require it at all. Now, at the same time, remember this. The ports that you go to, mm-hmm. those specific countries, may have different protocols set in place if you want to get off the ship. For instance, this is just an example. I'm not saying this is what it is. Let's say you're on Norwegian Cruise Line. Okay, you're not vaccinated. You're going to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. You pull into the port there in the Bahamas, and they say, in order to get here, and get off the ship, you either have to, one, be vaccinated, or two, do a COVID test before you can get off the ship. Which means I don't believe that the cruise line is going to give you a COVID test. Mm-mm. By them. They're going to require you to do it. Otherwise, if you're not vaccinated and you don't do the test, enjoy your day on the ship because you can't get off.
I wonder what Disney's doing about excursions. So previously, you could not do an excursion in a port other than Castaway Key unless you were vaccinated, I want to say.
I haven't seen any update on that as of yet.
Like only Disney excursions. I think you could only do Disney excursions.
Yeah, Disney excursions.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to change. We'll have to wait and see. They haven't added anything yet. Who knows? I'm going to run through these real quick because we're running out of time. Over at the Magic Kingdom, not confirmed by Disney. Not confirmed. But it's been seen.
Rumor has it.
Disney added a new 2-minute intro to the Nighttime Spectacular Enchantment that include Walt and Roy Disney after many guests were disappointed they were not initially included in the 50th anniversary debut of the show, which is great and all. I mean, wonderful, but does it make the show any better? No. And guests have already just told Disney in websites, social media,
surveys,
you name it, how much they just don't like Enchantment. So adding Walt and Roy after, what, 10 months?
Right. It's almost done.
You should have done it from the get-go. It should have been there.
You want to know my theory on this?
Real quick.
I think that this is not going to be added to Enchantment. I think this is for something new for the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company.
That's still a ways away.
But that's like, what's next year?
Yeah, next year. But what about now?
Right.
We still have X amount of time left in the 50th. They need Walt and Roy in that show.
Right. But I think it's, maybe this is like a transition to that or something like that. But I think this has something to do less with the 50th and more with 100 years of the Walt Disney Company.
I think it's both.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tied into that.
Yeah. You'll get it on Enchantment because of the 50th, mm-hmm. because Walt and Roy had, you know, directly responsible for Disney World. You get it for the 100th too.
Right. And there's like, I saw a clip where it had like John from Carousel of Progress and some other like Magic Kingdom, Walt Disney World specific stuff.
Like someone said in the Instagram chat, just bring back Happily Ever After.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Over at Epcot, guests are going to be able to dive even deeper into some of the offerings there at Epcot, because Behind the Seeds and Epcot Seas Adventures are going to be resuming their tours on October the 2nd. Now, if you like something like the Living with the Land attraction over at Epcot, then I would definitely recommend taking the Behind the Seeds tour where... You know, you're just going to learn all kinds of different things. It's a 1 hour walking tour, gives you an up close and personal view of the, you know, the insects, the plants, the fish, the greenhouses, everything that has to do with that area that so many people love. You're going to check it out on the Behind the Seeds tour. Then when it comes to Epcot Seas Adventures Dive Quest, you get to dive into the 5.7 million gallon saltwater environments and immerse yourself around all of those, you know, fish, the sea life, all of it right there in the reef. Get to enjoy all of that. The experience offers scuba certified guests guaranteed calm seas, unlimited visibility, no current, and a lot of marine life. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now, the thing is if you're not a scuba certified person, you can still do stuff. You can do the Dolphins In-Depth Tour. You get to meet some bottlenose dolphins there at the seas. And you learn about the, you know, their behaviors. You talk with some of the experts there who work with them every single day, those cast members. And, you know, just really enjoy it. There's something special about an encounter with a dolphin. I don't know what it is, but mm-hmm. it's just something special. So you can check that out as well. The tours go on sale on August the 22nd. Advance reservations are recommended. And that is extremely fantastic news for the upcoming 40th anniversary of Epcot starting in October.
They start the day after.
Because every time we go on the land, we're always like, when's the tour coming back?
Yeah,
we've never done it. You know?
We saw the sign was still up, and we're like, okay, it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back. It is coming back. So, thank goodness.
Right?
Even though I've never been on it.
The world is healing.
It is.
As Walt Disney World. Walt Disney World is healing.
Slowly but surely. It is happening. Yes, it is. Okay. All right. So we don't have a Don't Do That for this week, so. Get rid of that. But we do have a birthday. Want to talk about birthdays?
Yeah.
Let's talk about birthdays. Here we go. Okay. All right. Birthday emails. What's our birthday email this week?
It says, hi, Nicole and Jeff.
Hi.
I just want to say you're both awesome, and I love joining you on Instagram on Thursday nights while you record the show. I hope that Jeff has a wonderful birthday on Tuesday, August 23rd.
Yeah.
My husband, Akil, and I just celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary on Sunday, August 14th.
Wow.
And I wanted to see if you could give a birthday shout out to my husband. His birthday is Wednesday, August 24th, and he's going to be 41.
All right.
We miss going to Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And she said, thank you. That is from Jennifer Green.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sending us an email.
I hope he has a great birthday.
I hope he has a great birthday. Of course.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. How about these?
Sparkles.
Sparkles. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle. All right.
I have one more birthday.
That's all the birthdays for this week.
No, I have one more. Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't get an email, but...
Okay.
Two of our long, long, long time listeners, Maggie and Drew, welcomed a beautiful little boy
the other day. Very
Two
nice.
Days ago? 3 days ago.
Okay.
His name is Liam.
Liam.
So happy birthday.
Birthday
to Liam, our newest, littlest listener.
Heck yeah.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome.
Welcome. Good birthdays. All good birthdays.
Born during Disney World's 50th, then when he's 50, they'll be celebrating the 100th.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Isn't that cool?
Taking his family for the 100th anniversary.
That's awesome.
If Chapek can keep it that around that
yeah,
long.
Yeah, it's still running.
That's not around, so I don't know. Good birthdays.
One more.
No.
No?
No.
You refuse?
I refuse.
You refuse to have a birthday.
I don't want to have a birthday, but so many of you felt the need to give me one.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody who has sent me birthday wishes. And it's actually quite a few who actually called and sent in some birthday wishes, which is kind of blew me away. And here those are right now.
Hey, Jeff. It's Charles. Happy birthday. I just want to say you're the best brother-in-law I could have asked for. And it's lovely having you as a family. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Love you, man. Happy birthday. You're old.
Hey, Jeff. This is Seth Carden, all the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, with our 2-year-old Sloan Carden. I'd just like to wish you a happy birthday and hope you have a good day. Have fun, my friend.
Hey, Jeff, it's Eric the Boy Steiner. Yes, the one that is always on an Instagram giving you a hard time. You guys do a great show, but you know what? I heard it's your birthday. Yes. So what I want to do is offer to you, maybe sometime you can come call the stone skipping competition with me live. That would be fun. You do a great job. We love that Nicole's joined you. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Jeff Davis. Thanks for all that you do on Sorcerer Radio. This is Marcus. We met this spring. In Biloxi, both you and Nicole. Hope you have a great birthday. And here's to another 365 days around the sun. Happy birthday.
Hey, Jeff. This is your Aunt Karen. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday. I hope that it's one of the best ever. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Jeff Davis and Nicole Davis. This is Diana from New Orleans. Just calling to wish Jeff a very happy birthday. Thanks for all you do, and I look forward to listening to the show.
Happy birthday, Jeff, Nicole. Love you.
Hi, Jeff. This is Kim from Magical Park Vacations, calling in to wish you a happy, happy birthday. I hope you have the most magical day ever.
Hi, Jeff and Nicole. It's Colleen here, just calling to wish Jeff a very happy birthday from me, Molly, and Ben. It's hard to believe I've been a listener of the show for almost 10 years or over 10 years now. So glad you met Nicole and brought her onto the show. We love her so much and are so glad she's a part of it. Hope you have a wonderful day and can't wait to see you in Disney again soon. Happy birthday.
Hey, Jeff, Trey and Elise, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you have a great day. So happy birthday from us here in Charleston, South Carolina. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, everybody, for those birthday wishes.
I loved it. I didn't know my brother sent one.
So your brother,
that was sweet.
Your brother, you know, he's all so nice and everything throughout the entire message. We love having you part of the family. And he ends it with...
You're old.
You're old. You know, just like, heck yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I didn't know he sent one. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But a big thanks to everybody. I really appreciate that. Makes the birthday very, very special. Eric, I will take you up on your offer.
Stone skipping.
I am all for that because I want to learn the art, the wrist work, and everything else that's involved with doing that. So you let me know when, and I will be there 100%. Sounds like a lot of fun. But again, thank you everybody out there for your birthday wishes. Really, really appreciate that. Now, the thing is, though, if you've got a birthday, if you've got an anniversary or something else that you want to celebrate here on the show, here's what you can do. You can call the DW60 hotline. Give us a call. That number is
408-909-DW60.
It's all the way at the top of the page.
408-909-3960. You can call and leave us a voicemail. You don't even have to worry about us, like, answering and freaking out. It'll go straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemail. Yeah.
But, yeah, if you want to call and leave us a voicemail, if you want to tell us about your trip, if you want to wish somebody else happy birthday or happy anniversary, let us know and leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it here on the show.
Absolutely. So for everybody out there celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Well, that is all the time that we have got for this week for DW60's Press Row. We appreciate everybody stopping by, making us a part of their day to find out what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. If you want to get in contact with us, there is a lot of different ways to do it. How do they do it?
They can find us on Facebook at the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We're also always in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone Facebook group. We chat live during our show on Friday mornings when it airs on Sorcerer Radio over in the Sorcerer Radio Discord in the DW60 page. And you can send us an email, dw60@srsounds.com. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. And like we said, you can leave us a voicemail at 408-909-DW60.
Want to say a big thank you to all of our patrons. We've got a Patreon episode coming up for you, or it's probably already posted by now. The 11 cheapest places to eat at Walt Disney World. Interesting conversation. You need to check that out. Want to be part of our Patreon family? Head over to Patreon and just search DW60 Press Row Podcast. And you can join us for that. Thanks to all of the podcast listeners out there. We appreciate all of you checking out the show, subscribing to the show, and leaving us those 5-star reviews over on Apple Podcasts. And of course, all the other spots as well. We thank you so much. Tell everybody about the show. Really helps us out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What else do we have? Don't forget Music Rose coming up right after DW60.
Yes.
For you Sorcerer Radio listeners. One other thing you have?
No, I was going to say, I think it should be your favorites for your birthday.
My favorites for my birthday should be Music Row?
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea. That's going to be tough because I have a lot of favorites.
I know.
One of them is not Yola Lay. I'll just say that. So I won't be playing that for my birthday. But again, thanks everybody for stopping by and checking out DW60's Press Road Podcast. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And we hope that you have a magical day.